Hi there, it's me, Gina Murphy Darling, aka Mrs. Green, and I would love for this segment to be a true OMG moment for every single one of us. Not an Oh Mrs. Green moment, but a real OMG moment. Because when I found out what my guest today is about to share with you, it knocked me for a loop, as my mother used to say. And it's about how important that we know what Buffelgrass is and why it's important to beat it back. But what's really important is about saving our sacred, majestic, magical saguaros, which are at risk because of Buffelgrass. With me is Kim Franklin, conservation research scientist from the Arizona Sonoran Desert Museum, to share with us what we all need to know about this invasive species and how it might impact our lives sooner than later, if it hasn't already.
What you just said is the most important thing to know about Buffelgrass is that Buffelgrass and saguaros can't coexist. Buffelgrass outcompetes saguaros. And it doesn't just outcompete saguaros, but it outcompetes virtually all of our native plant species. So Palo Verdes and ironwood trees and all of the winter and summer annuals. It's a fierce competitor. It was brought here quite a while ago. Its population has exploded in the past two decades. And you can see giant stands of Buffelgrass, both within town and in the wildlands that surround Tucson. So in the Catalina foothills is a great place to go see some big stands of Buffelgrass.
It's a threat to your home for fires.
And it's an incredible fuel. So Buffelgrass fires burn hotter than fires fueled by any other native or invasive plant species here in the Sonoran Desert. So these fires kill virtually all of our native plants. So there was a fire on the 4th of July last summer, and in that fire, 276 saguaros were burned, and we're tracking.
Where was it?
It was on a mountain. It was sparked by the fireworks.
I remember.
We're tracking the mortality into the future of those saguaros. We at the Desert Museum. So the Desert Museum is coordinating this regional effort to fight Buffelgrass in order to save, essentially, the Sonoran Desert ecosystem. That's what we're talking about here. What is this place that we live in going to look like 50 years from now? Is it going to look more like an African savanna? Or is it going to look like the desert that we know and love today?
So my question is, how do we do it? How do you beat back Buffelgrass and save the saguaros?
Well, it's amazing what a dedicated team of volunteers, a small team of volunteers, can accomplish. So Tucson Mountain Park, it is pretty much Buffelgrass free because there has been a team of volunteers, the Sonoran Desert Weed Whackers, that have been digging up Buffelgrass for almost 20 years. So when you take that drive over Gates Pass, say thank you to the Sonoran Desert Weed Whackers. That's why it's so beautiful. It's one of the densest stands of saguaros in the world.
So volunteers and government agencies, this is like it takes the whole darn village.
The whole community. We're working with federal, state, local agencies, nonprofits. Everybody has a role to play.
So how do people find out more if they want to get involved? What's the best way?
They can go to buffelgrass.org. That's awesome. Part of the Desert Museum's website. We have a list of volunteer pools you could join. We have just information about Buffelgrass, how you can get rid of it in your own yard. And how you can contribute to the effort.
And watch around your neighborhood. See if it's up next against your house, because you should care.
It's all over town.
Kim, thank you so much for being here. And for more information about all things green, sustainable, and socially just, and important things like this, and to become a part of a global mission of people doing the good thing for ourselves, for those we love, and for the planet, visit MrsGreensWorld.com and join us.